idea that garbage was something that we had to manage together, not just throw out the window, came very early before the period. And I don't think it's about laws, that, you know, bad things happen to you, you don't follow the laws. It's more about the mindset, the mentality, and the pride of Portlanders. We have now the highest recycling rate, I think, of any American city. And people are proud of having a clean city. And I think that really is the reason that it looks like that.
Please.
Stop and take a breath, and there we are. Good morning. Welcome to the Portland City Council session on Wednesday, July 27th at 9:30 a.m. Mayor Adams is on a well-needed and earned vacation this week, and I, as president of the council, will be conducting the meeting today. Good morning, Carl. Please call the roll.
Good morning. Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Thank you. Before we start the day's events and hearings, we have a welcome from the entire Portland City Council to our visitors today who hail from Portland's sister city, Ulsan, South Korea. This visiting group includes 24 high school students from Hyundai Cheong-un. Close? Yeah, got encouraging smiles. Thank you. A private high school who are recipients of a Hyundai Education Grant Group Foundation Global Leadership Scholarship to study abroad in Portland, Oregon this summer. They're taking part in a three-week American Culture and Global Leadership Program conducted by the American Education Center in partnership with Portland State University. Welcome. Thank you for being here. And with that, good morning, Commissioner Leonard. We will move to the communications. Please read item 771.
Request of Rick Seals to address council regarding last Thursday on Northeast Alberta.
Mr. Seals, welcome. You just need to give your first and last name, not your address, and the clock in front of you will count down 3 minutes.
All right, thank you. My name is Rick Seals. Thank you, council members, for letting me speak today about last Thursday, and my special thanks to Commissioner Fritz for being the commissioner most publicly engaged with last Thursday issues. As part of your engagement with last Thursday, Commissioner Fritz, you attended a public meeting of the Executive Board of the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods on July 7th. During the last 15 minutes of that meeting, neighbors in the audience asked you some of the hard questions we've been asking each other in our community for years. Questions, for example, like, why won't the city do more to stop the lawlessness associated with last Thursday? Why won't the city regulate last Thursday like any other large community event? Is it really because the city fears an anarchist backlash? Or is the city's inaction and indifference to this event's full regulatory compliance grounded in racism? Is it ultimately about white privilege? If last Thursday involved 15,000 rowdy African Americans taking over 15 blocks of a major city street that ran through four different white neighborhoods, would the city's response be so complacent? During the questioning, an executive board member noted the adamant opposition of Friends of Last Thursday to compliance with city permits. To this comment, Commissioner Fritz, you responded, and I quote, if Friends of Last Thursday can fix last Thursday with orderliness, with rule following, and with money raising without permits, I say more power to them. It's not particularly important to me if Friends of Last Thursday wants to do it in a different way and is able to successfully do it. Why would we care? I've come here this morning to give my answer to your question. We should care. I think, Commissioner Fritz, that you, the City Council, all of us, should very much care as to whether Friends of Last Thursday must comply with the same permit processes that are required of all other community events in our city. Why? Because by allowing Friends of Last Thursday to organize a permitless last Thursday, the city would be singling out for discriminatory treatment the traditionally African-American neighborhoods surrounding last Thursday. Community event permits are designed to foster neighborhood notice and involvement. By allowing Friends of Last Thursday to bypass these permit processes, the city would be unfairly cutting the community out from the very processes that were meant to safeguard it. The city would never do this to any other neighborhood. But more importantly, decades of past indignities have been visited upon the traditionally black neighborhoods of Portland, decades of shameful inequities. It would seem unthinkable for the city to casually ignore the demands that these communities be treated equally. Therefore, I respectfully request that each member of this council carefully and sensitively ponders the meaning of the word "we" when asking the question, why would we care? Thank you.
And give your testimony. Carla, please read item 772.
Request of John Rink to address council regarding last Thursday on Northeast Alberta.
Good morning. My name is John Rink. I live in the Concordia neighborhood. And thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak to you today. So here's my prepared statement. My name is John. I've lived in the Concordia area for 17 years. I'm married with four children. I'm here to share my concerns regarding to safety and livability issues related to last Thursday event on Northeast Alberta. This event takes place the last Thursday of the month, May, weather permitting, through October. This event does not require vendors to have a permit or to pay a registration. And the result being vendors start appearing and stalking out their free spot on the sidewalk as early as 11 o'clock in the morning. As the day progresses, the sidewalks become more and more crowded at times, making it necessary to walk into the street to get around them. This is a neighborhood with many children, and Alberta Street does not close until 7 p.m. For the event. And by 4 o'clock in the afternoon p.m., the traffic gets heavier, making it difficult for TriMet buses and automobiles to negotiate through the crowds. Thankfully, no one has been hit or injured yet. This event attracts thousands of people each month, and as the evening progresses, it is a fact that last Thursday in Alberta becomes an alcohol-fueled event. The crowd swells into the thousands, and they become louder and rowdier. The impact on the neighborhoods from Northeast 10th to 30th and three blocks north and south, the impact is severe. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Please read item 773.
Request of Stephen Gilliam to address council regarding last Thursday on Northeast Alberta.
Good morning, Mr. Gilliam.
Good morning, and thank you for letting me come here. I'd like to start by saying my name is Stephen Gilliam. I'm a Northeast resident and community organizer. I would like to thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for coming to the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods meeting on this subject. I appreciate that you're coming out and facing the public and answering the tough questions that were raised. A lot of times when the community comes to a body like this over an issue and a dispute, it's in a confrontational manner. And I understand it may not be the number one item on your agenda. But it's important because a lot of the times when you're a city commissioner and your career and the good work that you do want to do for the city is dependent on the power you can consolidate, quite frankly, you tend to only respect that power. And last Thursday is an example of what happens when you only respect people with power. Because the people that don't want last Thursday are the underserved, are the people with no power. They're not the business owners that make a big night because their bar is busy. They're the people that can't get from their car to their house because they're in a wheelchair. The majority of the community does not like last Thursday. They can't come to forums because they're working. There was a statistic that became evident from the 2010 census data. The median white family's net worth is $119,000. The median black family's net worth is $5,700. Median Latino families, $6,300. These people can't organize in a way that communicates to you. They don't have extra time to come here on a Wednesday morning. This is a work day. People can't take off work to come here and say they don't want last Thursday in their neighborhood. I think there are times when the city, especially the city of Portland, gets caught up in doing for those that don't really need to be done for. And when you can't respect the wishes of an underserved community in Northeast that for historically has been underserved in this city. I mean, the Portland City Police are under investigation for discrimination. The Housing Authority found discrimination and tried to unfind it. We have a problem. We can't be apathetic. If we want to confront race inequality, we're going to need to change the way we think. We're going to need to confront some of the standard notions that we take for granted. And last Thursday is a prime example of that. I would ask this commission to enforce the law when it comes to last Thursday. I would ask the commission to stop supporting financially and with manpower Friends of Last Thursday. If this is going to be an organic festival, let it be organic. If it's not sustainable by 2012 on its own without help from the city, shut it down, just like you would if there was a festival in the Pearl and all the business owners and real estate developers didn't want it. Please share your power and use it to help those that need the help the most. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gillian. Please read item 774.
Request of Gloria Morgan to address council regarding last Thursday on Northeast Alberta.
Ms. Morgan? Thank you all for your testimony. It's unfortunate that the mayor isn't here as he's in charge of the police and transportation and was also not invited to that meeting that I came to. I wanted to mention that tomorrow is last Thursday and that anybody who is concerned during the event can call 503-888-2934. Which gets you a direct line to the volunteers of the Friends of Last Thursday. And if there are parking concerns, obviously that's a city issue or fire issues, anything of that nature. If it's an urgent issue, of course, call 911. And if it's a less urgent but still necessary city function, please call the non-emergency number, which is 823-3333. Thank you. Does anybody on the council wish to pull any item from the consent agenda? Anyone in the audience wish to pull anything from the consent agenda? Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Thank you. Please read item 788.
Amend contract with Portland Streetcar, Inc. for Portland Streetcar Operations Assistance.
This is a second reading. However, I've had some more discussions with staff on this, and the mayor's office has asked that this be pulled back to his office. So I move that we refer this item to the mayor's office.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion?
Without objection.
Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Thank you. Please read item 789.
Amend the transit lodging tax law to clarify the time period for tax corrections to be made, tax enforcement to occur, and to improve the administrative appeal process.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Please read item 790.
Approve the amended and restated interstate corridor urban renewal plan to increase the plan area by 185.79 acres.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm very pleased to support this amendment to the urban renewal area for Interstate Avenue. I think it's very ingenious how we've been able to extend this to include Martin Luther King Boulevard from the Convention Center, but also to do so with a whole net effect of an additional 2 acres, I believe, to our existing urban renewal areas. So it's very good. One thing I want to highlight, and this is one issue that I will be pursuing with PDC, and that's a program that can help stimulate the construction of smaller neighborhood scale mid-market rental buildings, rents that target the 50 to 80% of median family income in Portland. It's a perplexing problem, and I know most people in the housing and development realms have grappled with this, but I'm hopeful that a small neighborhood-focused improvement that this amendment is targeted at can include help for this unique niche in the rental housing market. So I will be following up with the PDC staff to see if something can be implemented to assist these, as I said, small mid-market rentals in the 50 to 80% median income. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, again, I appreciate all the community engagement that went on in the Northeast area and with all of the involved neighbors, including the Urban Renewal Advisory Committee. There does seem to be community support for adding the areas to the Urban Renewal District. There's only a small amount of actual expansion in acreage because of the removal of right-of-way, and there's no expansion in the debt. So we were assured in the hearing last week that there still is money for the original Interstate URA to get its GEM list built, and so also that there is capacity for expanding the improvements to areas that desperately need them. I was particularly glad to see Lou Frederick and Harold Williams Sr. being hired as part of the team doing the community outreach as trusted leaders who are able to talk to folks where they feel comfortable and to elicit their input. And they were very supportive of the expansion. I'm also very pleased that we're being very intentional, both in the language in the resolution and the ordinances, and also in where we're targeting new opportunities to make sure that the historical communities that have been in North and Northeast Portland for decades are indeed those who also benefit from this urban renewal district. So I'm very pleased to vote aye. Please read item 791.
Authorize the Portland Water Bureau to acquire fee title to property necessary for construction of the Interstate Facility Rehabilitation Project.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. If I'm not mistaken, this concludes this morning's actions, and we are in recess until 2 p.m.